It is Monday with WildCountry.fm, which means it's time for Wild Country Connects. And as it is Monday, joining me right now, Jerry Manor from Seacom Federal Credit Union. Jerry, good day.
Well, good day to you, too, and certainly glad to be with you today.
Yes, I'm happy you're here, too, because today's topic is something that affects many individuals, technically myself included. We're talking today a little bit about home equity.
Well, that's right. And first of all, what is equity, and specifically, what is equity in your home? To quickly describe it, consider what your home is worth. You know, if you have an appraisal or whatever, and let's just use some numbers. Say your home is worth $100,000. I'm just pulling this out of the air. And you still owe on your mortgage $50,000. So doing the simple math, the equity you have in your home is $50,000. So now with, say, a home equity loan, what you do is use that equity as what we call collateral. So what that means is with a home equity loan, you'll be able to get a better interest rate because you're less risky because the financial institution has some collateral in the loan. And home equity, it can be a good choice if, say, you need to do renovations. Maybe you want to make your home into a dream home. Or maybe you have some other good reason, you know, that you need the money, even something as simple as a vacation or whatever. But again, you want to think hard and fast when you do decide on home equity because you're putting your home up. But again, home equity can be a good choice because of the great low interest rates that are going on. So again, something you might want to consider. A couple of ways to go, actually three ways to go about it, harnessing your home equity. Number one is a basic home equity loan. It's a second mortgage on your property. So you have your first mortgage payment, you borrow money, a certain amount against the equity, and you have a second payment based on that amount over whatever the length of the term is. That's one way to go about it. Pretty simple, straightforward, but you're going to have two payments instead of one. And that's, you know, really important to think about. It's a regular loan. Now, if you go the other way, a home equity line of credit, otherwise known as a HELOC, H-E-L-O-C, basically what happens is you can draw against your equity more than once. And we, normally with a home equity line of credit or HELOC, you'll have a draw period where, say, you need to repair your roof. So you take out some money to repair your roof and start paying that back. And then, oh, maybe you do want to go on a vacation. You take out some money against your equity and use it for that. And then you pay a little bit more back. And then after a certain period, sometimes 5 years, you know, it depends, you have to start paying the loan back. And, you know, it works out and gives you flexibility. But again, because it's, you know, basically good equity and there's collateral, the interest rates tend to be less. But with a home equity line of credit, they tend to be variable based on the Fed rate. So something to keep in mind. And again, you're going to have two payments. Now, the third option is called a mortgage cash out. So basically what you do is remortgage your entire house and you pay off the first mortgage and you take the equity out, however much equity you want to take out in cash. What that does for you is give you only one payment, but, you know, it may be more than, probably is more than what you were paying before because you're extending the term out. And again, you're looking at, you know, making an extra payment, not an extra payment, but a higher payment. And that will be something to consider. But, and again, you may have one of those really low interest mortgages that some people have. So the rates might be higher. But if you're planning on using the equity you have in your home, think about it and make sure you make a smart decision. Now, I did want to mention one more thing today, and you may have seen this on social media or heard about it, you know, around town. There's been some scams directed at Seacom lately. Basically, what happens is, you know, often when you're using a Seacom credit card or debit card, out of your normal pattern, you'll get a text message saying, was this you? And the answer is either yes or no. Well, people are getting a scam text message saying you've, you know, there's been a charge against your account, a certain amount. Was this you? You send the message, no. And normally what you do is, you know, then contact us and arrange to get a new card because it's probably been compromised. But in this case, the member gets a call from somebody who tries to talk them out of their information. They're very smooth, very good at it. And remember, we're not going to call you and ask for information. So if that happens, hang up, okay?
Once again, Jerry Manor from CECOM Federal Credit Union. Jerry, it is a pleasure as always. Thank you very much for the information, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Much appreciated. Talk to you later.